Hi, and welcome to the Day Trading for Beginners podcast. In this episode, what I thought we would do is do a quick recap of where we sort of stand with this journey. So we're about 3 months in. I thought it would be a good time to sort of look back and see what we've done over the first 3 months, see if we are sort of on track with, you know, what we expected to have covered sort of in that first 3 months with that whole 6 month blueprint that we have. Before we do that, touch a little bit on something that we spoke about in one of our mindset episodes, because I think it relates to me personally, where I am at with this journey. And it's always good to get a reminder on, you know, what it takes to succeed in pursuing something like, you know, becoming a full-time day trader or starting an online business. You know, the path to success is definitely not linear. There are ups and downs, many ups and downs as you progress and sort of, you know, climb up to that success peak, whatever that is for you. And I'm certainly been experiencing that over the past month here in March. So I thought we'd touch on that first, and then we'll get into, you know, a quick recap of everything that we have learn. So, you know, if you have not downloaded the 6 month blueprint, that outlines everything that, you know, I plan to do in the first 6 months of this journey of becoming a full-time day trader. And we're going to review what we've been doing in the first 3 months. But again, if you need a copy of that, you can find it in the show notes, or you can go to stokestrades.com/blueprint. So firstly, there was an episode that we did where we talked about the mindset that's needed for day trading or for sort of pursuing any sort of personal venture. And what I kind of mean by that is that, you know, if you're listening to this right now and you want to become a full-time day trader, you're sort of doing it all by yourself. You're not going to go to school. You don't sort of, you know, buy tuition and someone's going to teach you this. This is sort of self-taught. A lot of online businesses that people pursue, whether they're trying to do something on YouTube or they're trying to start affiliate marketing, which I have experience in, or they're doing, you know, an agency or drop shipping, you know, it's all self-taught. You go online, you find some resources and information, and then you need to learn it on your own free time. And this day trading journey has certainly been like that for me. And I shared in one of the day trading mindset podcasts this image and this sort of discussion point about these sort of the process of wealth creation. Sometimes it's labeled as that. And it just highlights 5 sort of steps that everyone is going to go through as they, you know, venture towards success in any new venture that they're taking. And the first point there was that point of uninformed optimism. So if you think about getting into day trading, personally, I've gone through this, you know, you basically have this initial excitement about this opportunity, day trading. You can kind of think of it if you're standing at like the base of a mountain and you're getting ready to climb that mountain, you're super pumped, you've got all your gear, you've got your snacks, and you're super excited to go on this climb. Well, once you start walking and climbing, you know, things start happening. Your legs start getting sore. Maybe there's a cold front that comes in and, you know, it's super cold and you can't feel your fingers anymore. And you're starting to get dehydrated. And you start to realize that there is a lot of work that is involved in this venture that you're taking. And then you can get down to sort of this valley of despair where, you know, you kind of maybe think, should I turn back? Should I walk back to base camp? Should I not continue on? And that happens when, you know, you're studying day trading or you're doing some other things. So, you know, personally for me, I'm sort of in this phase where I've realized there's a lot of work to do here. And then life happens as well. So personally, you know, for me, I've got a limited schedule with this. I'm taking care of a little toddler at home. And March has not been a great month. He's been up quite a few times during the night. He's been sick for a week. And then we've had family commitments. Then he's been sick again and he's got teeth coming in. So, you know, we haven't had a good night's sleep for the last month. But knowing that these things will happen on your journey to, you know, pursuing some sort of goal is really important. So I personally know that things like this will happen. You know, next month, you know, something else might happen in my schedule or life where, you know, it's going to be hard to stay consistent with this project. But knowing that you're going to go through these ups and downs as you pursue, you know, day trading or, you know, any type of new venture. I think it's really important. It's important to have that awareness. So personally, you know, March has not been a good month. Haven't had a lot of sleep. Haven't really got ahead with some of the stuff I've been studying, but I have been consistent every Monday. I've been posting new content and I've been learning something every week, but it's been challenging. But I anticipated this. I know this is going to happen and it's going to happen again in the next few months. You know, we're going to continue learning more, but you know, something else is going to happen with our trading strategy or something with our online brokerage account might not be working, or again, you know, life is going to happen. So it's important to sort of anticipate that. So if you are starting, again, I'll maybe put a link in the show notes to this image that I'm talking about here, but just know that you're going to be pumped, you're going to be excited, and a couple months in, you're going to realize, man, there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of things I need to learn, but you need to anticipate that, and you need to kind of work through that and continue to grind, continue to learn, continue to stay consistent until, you know, you get past that section, and then another section is going to come and it's going to offer the same challenges, but you need to be sort of ready for that. So if you're listening to this, you know, I would assume that you probably don't have the greatest the greatest schedule right now for learning how to day trade. You've probably got, you know, a full-time job. You know, you've probably got maybe family at home. You know, I've got one little guy right now, but maybe you've got several kids that you're looking after and that challenge is even harder. So you've got maybe even limited time than I do. So you've got to, you know, anticipate that things are going to come your way, but you got to stay consistent and sort of work through them. And that's what I know is happening. And, you know, I'm sort of just brushing this off. Next month is going to be better. And I'm going to get, be more consistent and get better work done, but I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep going through, this, journey. So I just kind of wanted to reflect on that because, you know, at the time I wanted to publish, our next section, which is talking about, options and the Greeks. And I just haven't, been able to finish that for this week. So I thought I kind of got a lifeline here. We're 3 months in. I can do a recap, episode. And that's exactly, what this is. So I thought I'd just share that. Again, super important to know that when you're pursuing day trading, it's going to be a lot of ups and a lot of downs within the content itself and within your own schedule. Things are going to come up, but you got to stay consistent and just sort of work through it. And that's exactly where I am. March was a bad month, and hopefully April is going to be better for productivity for me. So that's that little rant just on mindset here. And why don't we just quickly talk about everything that we have done up until this point. So again, the 6 month blueprint sort of outlined that for months one and two, we would do a recap on things like stocks, bonds, ETFs, foreign exchange market, futures contract, and options. And those are sort of all the things that you can trade as a day trader. Probably not bonds so much, but you know, certainly stocks and options. That's sort of where I am leaning. But people trade futures, so we did an episode about that. We talked about ETFs, and we talked about commodities, and then the foreign exchange market. Now, the next section that we wanted to do, which we did do, was we wanted to choose our brokerage account and set up a paper trading account, and we did that with Interactive Brokers. So what we did there is we signed up with Interactive Brokers. We registered with a paper trading account. We got some market data subscription, and we were able to make some trades in our paper trading account. And what we did is we covered the typical trades that you would do with stock. So all the different stock market orders. So those were market orders, limit orders, and stop orders. And there's quite a few different things that you can do with all of those types of orders when you're buying and selling stock. So you can put a market order in that goes in right away. We reviewed the bid and the ask price on stocks and what that sort of means. And then you've got limit orders that you can sort of set up in advance for buying and selling stocks. And then you can combine those with stop orders as well. And we talked about trailing stop orders, and we talked about bracket orders. So that's going to be important for, you know, you buy a stock and you can set up an order to sell it, or set up as it rises and set up a stop loss order to sell it in case the trade does not go your way and to limit your losses. So that was an important episode. And we learned about actually how to trade stocks in our brokerage account. And then we moved on to talking more about options. And that's sort of where we are at. Next week, we're going to finish talking about options, some more sort of foundational components, the Greeks, which we're going to talk about. And then I thought we'd do a discussion and a video of actually paper trading some options in our account so we can learn all about actually, you know, looking at the option chain, how to read them in your paper trading account, and actually how to put some orders through. And then we're going to sort of enter months, you know, 5 and 6, once sort of April's done. And that's where we're going to study technical analysis. Again, it's going to be an intro to technical analysis. And we're going to set up a trading journal because we want to track all of our trades. So that's sort of where we are at. We're sort of the beginning here of April. April, we're going to wrap up options. And then May and June, we're going to do technical analysis and setting up a trading journal. And then that sort of wraps up the 6 months. And by the end of that, you know, we would have reviewed all the basics of the stock market. We've got a brokerage account set up. We've got our paper trading account set up. We've got a pretty good foundation of options, and we would have had a pretty good foundation of technical analysis. Now, both of those topics are really large topics. And to think that you can study options for, you know, a month, or me personally, setting options for, you know, a month and only doing a little bit of work at night and on the weekends, I'm certainly not getting a full grasp of options at all. But that's something that we're going to just have to fill in the gaps as we start trading and learning more. So I think we got a good base foundation of what options are. But in terms of strategy, yeah, that's something that I think we're going to have to learn and continue to learn, you know, over the next few months and years. And specifically with technical analysis as well, we're probably going to be able to do a good intro on technical analysis and understand some of the main concepts like resistance, support, trend lines, and looking at charts and sort of maybe identifying some main charts and some main indicators. But certainly when it comes to strategy with options and technical analysis, that's something that we're just going to have to continue to learn beyond the 6 month sort of timeframe that we're on. And I think that's realistic, you know, for you to understand and master options in a month, it's probably not realistic and something we're going to just continue to learn as we, you know, continue to venture in to this pursuit of becoming a full-time day trader. So I think, you know, that's a good wrap-up. That's where we stand 3 months in. Every week, we've been consistent. We're going to continue to be consistent. And, you know, if you think about what you can do in a week, whether you can just put a few hours in or whether you can put maybe more in, maybe your schedule allows that, you've got to think this way where, you know, every week you got to do something or stay consistent every week. And in a year, you would have accomplished quite a bit. But if you get to a stage like I was in March and things don't go your way and your schedule kind of comes up and, you know, things are difficult, you got family commitments and issues and all that sort of stuff. If you stop now and quit and think, you know, it's been hard this month, I'm just going to take some time off, you're not going to get back on the train. You're going to miss out. And then a year is going to go by and you would have lost that year of opportunity to get ahead, learn, and be that much more closer to becoming, you know, a full-time day trader or, you know, whatever pursue that you are taking. So stay consistent, do something every week. And by the end of 1 year, you'll have, you know, 52 weeks of learning stuff that's going to be very beneficial. And then you just got to compound that and keep going and keep going. So I think we'll wrap it up there. Again, to stay up to date with this journey, we've got a YouTube channel that you could subscribe to. And if you come to the website, stokestrades.com, and you go to the community section, if you want to join our community on School, it's absolutely free. All the podcasts and videos are put into courses that are free. And You can, you know, introduce yourself to the group. And if you want an accountability partner and you want to, you know, pursue day trading and you want to do something every week, you can post everything that you're learning every week. We can interact on that platform if you wish, if that's something that you think will help you in your journey. So thanks so much for listening. Again, this week, we just did a short episode here. Next week, we're going to jump back on and we are doing the Greeks for options. And then we're going to wrap up options by the end of April, I think. And then we're going to get into technical analysis and setting up a trading journal. So we're on course. We're going to continue to grind. 6 months is going to come up soon. And we're going to start to actually learn a strategy and do more actual trading in our paper trading account. So thanks so much for listening. Subscribe to the podcast, and I will talk to you in the next episode.